every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, the Nitro Boats EQ Series, and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, a high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Tournament tab and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. Members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, you can follow Bassmaster on all of our social media accounts, the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS, and on X at Bassmaster, and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on the Bassmaster Radio logo. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by Rapala, VMC, and 13 Fishing. And we have a great deal for you right now. At Rapala.com, you can shop all the products the top pros in the business use, and you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these products myself and couldn't be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com, including the 13 Fishing Oath Rods, the best rod on the market, for less than $100. Today on the show, we bring you a special shopping segment with Mary Catherine Thomas, who runs Bassmaster.shop, and then we continue our Meet the Elite series with new Progressive Bassmaster Elite Pro Sam Hange, who finished fifth in the EQs, and sixth place finisher Matt Messer. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And you know, look, we're honest here. We always are telling you that the places to shop for your do your holiday shopping are our great sponsors, people like Rapala, which have so many great items, and 13 Fishing and VMC and all of that at their sites. But you know, at Bassmaster, they got Bassmaster.shop, and you know, they have got some incredible designs there. And for the fishing fan, or the fisherman, or the fisherwoman, or the fisher kid in your family, this is a good place to go and do a little shopping. So we thought we'd talk to Mary Catherine Thomas. Those of us that are good friends with her, we call her MK. But she joins us now here on the VMC hook to talk about Bassmaster.shop. And MK, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. And it occurs to me, as someone who likes the gear, I just love the gear and I love the shield. I mean, there's nothing like the Bass Shield. And I've been a lifetime member now for over 40 years. It occurs to me that sometime in the last year or two, it seems like these designs have gone to another level at Bassmaster.shop. And, you know, I understand that maybe you guys have brought some of this stuff in-house and are coming up with some really cool designs now.
Yes. Well, hey, that's good to hear. I will tell you, we've had a change the past few years. We brought it all in-house. So we get a lot more autonomy as far as the designs and creative input, you know. We get full choice there. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear you like the new designs. We've been working really hard on them.
And you have some things that are specific for Christmas, right? I'm seeing ornaments. I'm seeing,
yes.
You know, hoodies and sweatshirts that have the lure Christmas tree on them. Just talk about some of those designs and who came up with those, because those are pretty cool.
Well, I wish I could take credit for those, but I cannot. We have a great creative team here in-house who works really hard on them. We are doing a special going into holidays. We're calling it the 12 Days of Bassmas. you know, we have to add in the Bass logo where we can. But Bill Dance, who we all know and love, is going to be the face of that program for us. And he's promoting this. He loves it. So we tried to just design something that can be a gift from everyone. You know, you start off the show saying the bass anglers, the avids, the women, the kids, there's something there that can be a gift for anyone, from a Christmas blanket to wrapping paper. We're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. We need our wrapping paper. So, to, you know, hoodies, shirts, hats, We have it all there for everyone to shop through.
Yeah. By the way, I ordered my calendar for this year to put in the Bassmaster Radio Studio. And but that's not something necessarily that's on the Bassmaster.shop site, right? The Bassmaster calendar?
Correct. That is an incentive that's through our membership side. Mm. You can get that on Bassmaster.com when you go to the membership website. Mm-hmm. We don't have that on the store. But, you know, I'm hoping in the future, I'm like, man, wouldn't it be really good if we could get some of these anglers in like a Valentine's hunt calendar or something? So maybe we can, you know, I'm like, we got to get some of these guys to pose for us each month. So maybe in the near future, we'll have our own calendar that we can roll out.
Well, I'll tell you what, after having emceed the EQs, I'm just going to say there are some good looking young dudes that are coming into the Bassmaster Elite Series. And yeah, you could get some of those guys. I could see Laker Howell and you know, some of these other guys, Tristan McCormick and so on a calendar. Yeah, try and get those guys on a calendar. We'll see how that works.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, we don't discriminate either. We're here for any angler to be on the calendar. Any one of them that want to just sit there and strike a pose, we'll be happy to take a picture.
Well, then you got to have Kristen Fisher on there, too, then, right? Some of the girls from Bassmaster as well.
We don't
want to be sexist.
We can't forget them.
Exactly. Who came up with this Bill Dance Santa Claus Merry Bassmas t-shirt design with Bill Dance and the Power T as Santa Claus? I love that one.
So I tell you, that was us with our merch team directly. Mm. So internally, our marketing and merch team worked on that one. We just thought it was really fun. You know, we have some other items with Bill Dance, like a, you know, especially going to Knoxville next year for the Classic. Sure. That was kind of, you know, the goal there. We want to get everyone excited for Tennessee and going back to Knoxville. And so integrating that into those designs, we just felt like that was a fun sneak peek kind of some more things that are to come once we get to Knoxville for the Classic.
Yeah, Mary Catherine Thomas with us here talking about Bassmaster.com and some of the items that you can find there. And this is not just about fashion. I mean, there's a lot of performance-type gear here as well. You guys had that great partnership with AFCO and a few others, and I noticed that you can get the Samurai Long Sleeve Sun Protection Hoodie that AFCO makes that is outstanding, get it with the Bass logo on it and other items like that, right, that are high-performance items.
That's correct. We do have a lot of performance gear for men and women. AFCO has the regular co-branded Bassmaster stuff, and then some items for the female anglers with Bassmaster. They have a really nice, it's like a fleece mock neck pullover for women that has been selling very well. We have other partners in the performance space. Coosa Cotton, they're a new partner for us. And, you know, they've got some performance wear hooded shirts that are doing very well with like the cool duck camo look everyone's going for. But, and we have some evergreen stuff. That's just the Bass performance gear that's on there. But that partnered with some of the new hats and, you know, all the other stuff on the site, there's truly something for everyone, whether it's a day out in the water or just a casual t-shirt you want to just wear wherever you go.
Yeah, no, that's excellent stuff. And I know you have stuff that celebrates the different series, which is really cool. I think doing the, you know, something that's general for the Elite Series or the Opens or the Kayak or whatever, I think that ends up playing a lot better than doing for individual tournaments outside of the Classic, because it seems like really specific to do just a Lake Gunnersville, you know, opening tournament type deal, and then all of a sudden that becomes dated, you know, where if you get something that says 2026 Elite Series on it, kind of covers the whole schedule, that's really cool.
Yes, we do have something for every series, and you will see next year we're going to bring back we call like our concert tee for each series, mm-hmm. which lists out every event that series will have, the location, the fishery, and the date.
That's cool.
That's something we will still keep on the website where, you know, if you're fishing our nation events or college, high school, team, opens, EQ, elites, doesn't matter what you're fishing or kayak, you can get this stuff online. We are on site at all the elite events, the classic, and each championship event for each of our series. But, you know, we want to have this stuff accessible for all of our anglers, regardless of the series they're fishing in.
So if people are shopping and they want to get in there, tell us more about the 12 days of what are you calling it? Bassmaster?
Bassmas.
Okay, it's hard to say. You can be careful. I get myself violated with that. But the 12 days of a Bassmas Christmas, and then also when people want to make sure they get their orders in by to make sure they get it in time for Christmas.
Yes. So for 12 days of Bassmas, we're being really conservative. We're telling everyone, make sure you get your order in by December 15th. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff has 2 to 3 day shipping, so nothing too extreme. But, you know, that's kind of what we're guiding everyone on of any, whether it's Bassmas or even anything on the site. By December 15th, that's just kind of the safe route to take to make sure you can get your gifts in for anyone you're buying Christmas presents for.
Now, you know, sometimes some people say, well, clothes are higher to buy for people. You also have some great accessories as well. I mean, I love the mug series. The Long Live the Lure mug is really cool as well, celebrating 1968, the year that Bass was launched. And you've got tumblers in there as well, golf balls, bibs for babies. I mean, that's all part of it, too, all these accessories.
Yes, and I'll tell you, one of our accessories I love is the pickleball set. We've got some anglers out there who I know are pretty competitive in pickleball, too. So, yeah, we've got something for everyone. You know, there's hats, there's blankets, puzzles. I mean, like I said, wrapping paper, bibs. Like, there's something for everyone. Even if clothes, it's a difficult thing to buy, you can go on there and find something for a loved one that they would want to have for Christmas.
And at Bassmaster.com, you click on shop, and you go to Bassmaster.shop, and there it is. The 2026 Bassmaster wall calendar is, in fact, on there, right there at the accessories page. So that's cool. You can get one of those really neat wall calendars and just kind of follow it around all season long, you know, as the Bass season unfolds. And it's got the dates, I think, of all of the tournaments and all of that good stuff as well.
Yes, and you can also shop this stuff. We post this on our social media handles through Instagram and Facebook weekly. We'll have something with merchandise, and each post has a direct link you can tap to buy any of the items that are featured in that post, or it'll take you through to Bassmaster.shop.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff. And Mary Catherine Thomas has been our guest. And Mary did a tremendous job with the designs. I love what you guys are coming up with. Can't wait to see what else you come up with throughout the season. Have a great, great holiday season yourself. And if I don't see you before, I'll see you at the Classic.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Hey, Bassmaster.shop, baby. I mean, it's I'm shopping there. You need to do the same. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now we begin our Meet the Elites segment of the show today, as we're going to introduce you to a couple of more rookies on the Elite Series. And we'll start at number five, Sam Hange. He finished fifth in the EQ standings to punch his ticket to the Elite Series. He is another in a long line of great Auburn fishermen, and he joins us now in the VMC hook. Sam, welcome in. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I don't know. Two things I know for sure about Auburn. Every 2 to 3 years, they're going to hire a new football coach, and they've got a great fishing team, right? Those are the two things we know for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. No, I was super blessed to go there. I had some great guys. There's always been some great guys coming out of that team. So, no, it's a fantastic program.
Talk about that a little bit, about how the guys all support each other, you know, and how the guys that have made it, you know, are kind of still in touch with you guys that are coming up through the program.
Yeah, absolutely. When I got to Auburn, I was crazy about fishing when I got there. I absolutely loved it, but I did not have close to the knowledge that I had when I left college. I'd only fished maybe 2 or 3 tournaments in my life when I showed up to Auburn. And there was a lot of guys on the team that had been fishing college tournaments since, like, middle schools, or college tournaments, mm-hmm. competitive fishing tournaments since middle school. So, yeah, I got really lucky. I mean, I was on the team with Hayden Marbit, Tucker Smith, Logan Parks, mm-hmm. and then a lot of other guys who didn't try to go professional, Rob Crevelier, people from all over the country. I've got some California, Africa. It was wild. And they all kind of brought a unique perspective, and they all took it really seriously. And it was just nice to be surrounded by people that were really passionate and really knowledgeable about the sport. And that's really what got me super invested in the whole professional fishing thing. And it's kind of crazy now to think that I've made the elites, and a lot of my buddies that were on the team with me are either already in the elites or right behind me trying to qualify as well. So
Is there still a kinship amongst the guys like that? I mean, it all kind of started with Jordan and Matt Lee. Jordan Lee, they're in the Elite Series as well. You mentioned Tuck and Logan Parks, who are off to great starts to their careers and so on. And I know you guys are all very competitive. I mean, you got to be. There's no doubt about it. But is there a kinship amongst you guys? You know, are you able to kind of talk and share information and so on, which is obviously within the rules because you're all Elite Series anglers. But do you find that on tour?
To be honest with you, no. And we didn't really do that in college either. I think a lot of people would think that when you're on the same college team together, mm-hmm. that everyone's helping each other out and telling other people what to do. That was not the case on our team.
Yeah.
It was very every man for themselves. But you can learn a lot just by watching other people. The more you fish against someone, the more you learn about the person. And also just everyone's really competitive. Everyone's fishing every single day. To go into every tournament, so it just pushed you a lot to really try a lot harder on your own,
yeah,
and kind of learn through trial and error.
And don't you find that sometimes that kind of information, again, we're talking about legally acquiring information from other guys that are in tournaments that you're fishing, don't you find that sometimes that could be a hindrance? It's like you got to fish the way you fish, and then the last thing you want to hear is, hey, this guy's throwing a pink floating worm over in 3 feet of water, you know, and you don't do that, you know, so now all of a sudden it kind of confuses you more than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, the most important thing you can listen to is what the fish tell you on any given day. Mm-hmm. So if you're factoring in other information outside of what the fish are telling you, I think it always serves to potentially lead to a bad day of fishing. Obviously, information works in some scenarios, but I completely agree. I think it's best just to go out there and fish and listen to what they tell you and fish based off your instincts and intuition.
Well, the fish were talking to you pretty good. You know, you finished up the Opens run with that third place finish at Leech Lake, rolled right into Champlain. Nice fifth place finish there, which kept you in great shape. 36th in Decatur, so you needed to have a decent tournament at Okeechobee, and it had to be floating around in the back of your mind that last time at Okeechobee in the 2024 Open there. I mean, you crashed and burned, let's just be honest, right? 188th place in that deal. I don't know if there was 188 guys in that tournament. I fished in that tournament, but I think I finished in front of you, but that's not the point. But you turn around, you go from 188th to 12th. Just talk about that and what you found this time around at Okeechobee that wasn't there last time.
Yeah, it was really just a big, it's such a learning experience. That was my first ever Opens tournament, was at Okeechobee last year. And man, it was just a whole new beast for me. I'd never been to the lake before. I'd never fished a tournament of that caliber. And man, I just had a lot to learn last year. I felt like I was behind on a lot of techniques and behind in a lot of like styles of fishing. And I really took that year to kind of focus on the fishing styles and fishing techniques that I wasn't confident in. And I think it really led to me having a much more consistent season this year. I feel like I filled in a lot of my gaps that I was lacking on last year. I know I still have a lot more to learn, but no, that was the biggest learning curve. Yeah. And then I spent a lot of time pre-fishing this year as well. I knew all year that Lake Okeechobee was going to be a very difficult lake for me to do well on. And as you can see, I had the biggest bag on day one, and then I barely even caught a fish on day two.
Yeah.
So that lake has always been a struggle for me. So I tried to put a lot of time in pre-fishing there and really just learning the lake. And I'm honestly just so glad that it worked out the way it did.
Yeah.
Especially with the style of fishing I was doing. But no, it's been a big learning curve from my first tournament at Okeechobee to my last, trust me.
Well, yeah, and it shows up in your record as well. Sam Hange with us. He'll be a rookie on the 2026 Elite Series. He is also another Phoenix guy. It's amazing. I think 7 or maybe 8 of the new qualifiers were all running Phoenix, which is tremendous. What model is your preferred model?
Yeah, so this year I've ran the 920 Elite for the last 4 years. Yeah. And, I mean, dude, I'm sure you know this as well. I've been in every bass boat. I will never buy another boat besides the Phoenix. I've absolutely loved it. The people there are fantastic to work with. This year, I'm going to be running a 921 Elite X, so it's the foot bigger version.
Yeah.
And it's got a few other upgrades from the boat I've been running, so I'm super excited to get that in. I know a few buddies who have got them already, and they look fantastic. And if it's anything like the previous boat, I'm sure it will drive great as well.
Yeah, I'm running the ZXL, and our Bassmaster Radio Studios is in Winchester, Tennessee, not more than 3 miles or so from the plant, and they are great people over there. From Gary and Teresa right on down to the entire team over there, they do such a tremendous job. And speaking of a tremendous job, Bill Weidler, we also run Impulse Lithium batteries here, and I know Bill Weidler's helping you out there. He's been your title sponsor, and he's going to stay with you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That's another group of people that have just been so great to me throughout my time in fishing. You know, when I got my first boat, that was one of the first big upgrades I did, was putting Impulse Lithium batteries in there. And man, it has just been such a great decision. I've seen so many people have battery issues over the course of the season, and this is my fifth season running Impulses, and I've literally never had one issue. I plug them in, go fishing, come back from fishing, plug them in at night, and that's it.
Yeah.
So they're great people. If you have an issue, they'll take care of you, and they've sure taken care of me for the last several years.
Bill's a good fisherman. I fished in an open with him, and he's a tremendous fisherman himself as well. Sam Hange with us here. All right, before I let you go, you are a Knoxville guy. Is that correct? I mean, are you originally from Knoxville or just moving up there now?
Yeah, nope, originally from Knoxville. This is where my whole family's from. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time around here.
Okay, so you're a Knoxville guy who went to Auburn. So is it War Eagle or is it Go Vols? I mean, what's the deal with Sam Hange here?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. If Auburn was playing UT, I would root for Auburn because I went to the school.
Right.
But I love both teams. If As long as they're not playing each other, I'm rooting for both of them.
All right, there you go. That's a good political answer. That's a good job by you there.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Classic will be there. You did not make the Classic this year, but I imagine that you're looking forward to being there. You'll have a couple of Elite Series events under your belt at that point. You'll be out there working for your sponsors there at the Classic. And it's always a great Classic when it goes to Knoxville.
Absolutely, yeah, especially being in the hometown. We got some really diverse fisheries around here, and just the venue is really fun as well. It's always a great event. So super excited to see everybody and see how the guys do out there fishing.
Are you fired up about the schedule and your thoughts about running every other event, including the first one at Guntersville, without the scope? You're one of the young guys. You're very good with it, but you have an opportunity to fish half the circuit without the scope this year.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how that goes. I'm gonna put a lot of time into fishing this year without live scope. I fished without live scope this year. Okeechobee, I didn't use it. I didn't use it at a couple other opens that I had some success at this year. So I'm excited to try it. It's definitely going to be a big change for me, but I enjoy fishing without it just as much as I enjoy fishing with it. So I like it all. So I'm excited to kind of try my hand at it.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff. And that consistency that you had your first year on the Opens, it was all or nothing. You had some really good finishes, and then you had some crash and burns. But this past year, you were very consistent from Kentucky Lake to what you did at the 10 time and how you fished at the Upper Chesapeake and so on. You were very consistent, which was important. And then when you took a shot, you took your shot.
I felt very blessed to have as consistent of a year as I had, and I'm just really hoping to carry that over into the Elites.
All right, there you go. Sam Hange has been our guest. Sam, welcome to the Elites. It's going to be exciting to see you perform out there, and we will see you at Guntersville. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday.
Thank you, sir. You as well. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That's Sam Hange, another Phoenix guy making it to the Elites. And I don't know exactly what the number will be, 30, something like that, 25, 30 at least. There's more Phoenix out there on the Elite Tour than anything else. I mean, facts are stubborn things. That's just the way it is. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll meet Matt Messer. He is a new Elite as well. He's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala. And start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we continue to meet the elites, the new elites, the rookies for the upcoming elite season, the 2026 elite season. It gets started the first weekend in February at Lake Gunnersville, and so we're looking forward to that for sure. It's just around the corner on the other side of the holidays, and one of the guys that'll be there is Kentucky's Matt Messer, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Another Phoenix guy, by the way, another guy running a Phoenix. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I am fantastic. What model do you run of a Phoenix?
I run the 721 this year, and then I think I'll probably stay in one. I ain't sure on next year's boat yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I run the ZXL, and that is on the 721 hull. I mean, that's a fast hull, man. And you can still get in really skinny water with it. I mean, it's a great boat.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. It still rides good and everything, and it's a big boat, but it's not too big whenever it comes to trying to do some stuff, fishing shallow and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this EQ run that you went on. We had talked to you after Champlain because you were the highest finishing elite or the highest finishing EQ angler in that deal. It was won by an elite angler, Emil Wagner. So from there, 16th at Decatur, did you have a number in mind? You end up finishing, I think, 6th in the EQs overall after the 35th place finish at Lake Okeechobee. Did you have a number in mind? Were you doing math going to Okeechobee?
Yeah, I always wanted to fish as high as I possibly could, wanted to try to win that angler of the year. But the number that's kind of in the back of my head all week was I thought if I could get a top 45, I was going to be pretty tough to knock out of the elite. So I was thinking top 45, top 50 would give me a really good chance to make it. But like I said, obviously wanted to finish the best I could.
Sure, sure. Did you ever think that 18 pounds, 14 ounces, just under 19 pounds over 2 days would be good enough to put you in the top 35? Because at Okeechobee, you'd think, okay, 19 pounds, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I never dreamed that at all. I was expecting that I needed to have at least 12, probably more like 13 pounds a day to make it. And after what went on day one, I was kicking myself hard on the way back in, but it turned out all right.
Yeah, it did turn out all right for Matt Messer as he qualifies for the elites. And just kind of take us through your mindset, you know, being from Kentucky, and so you're right there in the middle of the country. You went all the way north to Champlain and all the way south to Okeechobee and then would have stopped in the middle at Wheeler. I mean, this was a pretty diverse set of lakes. That just take us through your mindset fishing these three venues.
Yeah. Sure, especially a lot different from what I grew up fishing and everything around here from the house. And the smallmouth has always been, like the northern smallmouth tournaments, I've always struggled. I feel like I've always kind of just made it too complicated on myself. So I went up there this time and just said I was going to try to keep it simple and kind of found a couple areas and then just stuck in them areas and grinded it out the whole tournament. And then TVA has been another one that's always stung me pretty hard. So whenever I seen the schedule announced and it was a smallmouth and then straight to TVA, I was like, uh-oh. I was like, it's about to get rough. But then always had some success in Florida and then ended up being my worst tournament out of all three of them.
Yeah, success in Florida is an understatement. You won in 2023 at the Harris Chain in Leesburg, picked up $42,000 and change there at that one. And, you know, early on in your opens career, it was kind of like an all or nothing type of thing, right? I mean, you fall in 2023, you're third. You know, the next tournament out of Waddington, you're 181. Then you're 30. Then you're 151. Then you win. You know what I mean? It seemed like it had been a roller coaster ride for you up until the last year or so where you have, you know, been able to finish with nice steady finishes all the way across the board.
Yeah, I used to be super hard-headed about how I would fish and, like, the way I would go into tournaments and fished every tournament trying to win. And it seemed like I would get on something that it was try to go grind for five big ones and ignore the safe bite all the time. So this year with the points race and everything, I tried to just every tournament try to put myself in a situation that if it didn't work out, it was still going to be okay. So I played a lot more of the safer game to try and qualify for the elites.
And you got some nice endemic sponsors, but you got some nice non-endemic sponsors as well that help you out. Tell us about Neat a little bit more. I think they actually advertised on Bassmaster Radio a few years ago, but and they've helped other guys out of that Kentucky area. But talk a little bit about the people that make it possible for you to be out here doing this and if they're carrying you forward through to the elites.
Yeah, absolutely. Neat stepped up after I've grown a good relationship with him since then and that whole company, and it's been awesome working with them. They've really helped me out a bunch, and then several more. I mean, I've had a bunch of people support me throughout this journey, and Abu and Berkeley, they've that's like the only baits that I use whenever I'm out here on the road, and rods and everything, and I can always trust on them. And they've been super reliable for me. And Malone's Marine, Chris Malone, there's no way that I would have made it this far without him. He's been a huge help as far as just keeping me on the road. Anytime I have any trouble out of my boat, any trouble doing anything, he's always there to try to fix it up and keep me going. And it plays a big part in it. Helps a lot to have people that will help you and support you like that.
Yeah, Matt Messer with us here. He'll be a rookie on the 2026 Elite Series. Pull back the curtain a little bit for us here, because you had the great finish. You pick up all the points at Champlain, and that was all the way back in September. When did the wheels start turning as far as you making plans? Because it's a short off season right now. I mean, you got December, January, boom, you're fishing at Guntersville. So how do you start formulating? Did you ignore that, or did you go ahead and start making plans just in case you did make the elites, as far as not only the schedule, but your sponsors and so on?
I was kind of trying to put that out of my head. I was still leading the points, and everybody I was talking to was congratulating me on making the elites. And I was like, boys, it ain't over yet. Could very easily be messed up. So I was trying to just do everything I could, which was really difficult, but tried my best just to put all that out of my head and just go fishing. But definitely planned on it a little bit. I was already researching lakes before Okeechobee, but wasn't counting it off like I was already in either.
Yeah, $7,000 in AOI money, EQ AOI money for your sixth place finish, and a bottle of champagne that you get to spray on everybody and each other. And that must have been a pretty cool moment. You get the big medallion that signifies that you're an elite, and you get that bottle of champagne. And man, the 9 out of the 10 of you guys were there at that time, and it seemed to be like you guys were having a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. It was everything I could ever hope for. It was super fun. This great group of guys that I ended up qualifying with, and it was fun there spraying the champagne and everything, and it was an awesome moment. And then we all got to hang out for a while afterwards, and it was just all around. It was a dream come true for sure.
Yeah. You fish the college circuit. There's a dude that sits atop the AOI in Young Fisher and Aya that just went right from high school, boom, qualifies with you guys, kind of like what Trey McKinney did as well. And I can't even imagine it. You know what I mean? I mean, the experience you had was invaluable in college, but I almost can't even imagine what it was like come right out of high school into the Opens and be able to make it, what that young man was able to do.
Yeah, it is crazy. He's proved to everybody, there's no question that he's got what it takes, and he's good, and he can catch them. But that's what I was sitting there thinking about it the other day. If I could think about whenever I was getting out of high school, 18, 19 years old, if I would have tried to go fish the Opens, I would have got my brains beat out every week for sure.
Yeah, well, you've certainly had a great career in college. We mentioned a Harris Chain win on the Opens. You had a Harris Chain win in college as well. So, you know, I would imagine you're looking to see when that comes back onto the tour. Are you going to go strictly elites next year? Are you going to mix in any of the Opens? What's your plan?
Me and my brother's always fished the Opens with me and everything. And he fished college with me. Mm-hmm. And this year he took a step back, didn't fish the Opens. So we've seen that dual threat thing that's coming out next year. It's a new league team series, and mm-hmm. we're going to hop in off, and then I'm going to run the elites. And then once hear the EQ schedule and everything, I might end up hopping in some of them at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the EQ schedule is open to all elites as well. So, yeah, you would have that opportunity to do that for sure. All right, so tell us a little bit about what kind of fisherman you are. What are we going to see out of Matt Messer? What do you like to do? And also the fact that you'll fish half the tournaments next year without forward-facing sonar and how that impacts you.
Yeah, I fished this season a lot different than I've ever fished in my life, and I spent a lot more time with the forward-facing sonar stuff, which, don't get me wrong, I love doing it. It's fun, and it's a good way to catch them wherever you find it. It can be very consistent, but still, my whole life I've grew up and how I learned how to fish and how I spent the first half of my opens career was fishing shallow, and that's the way I feel like if I'm going to win tournaments and stuff, that's how I'm going to be doing it. Is fishing the bank and getting up in the dirt and stuff. So there'll be a lot more of that out of me next year, especially with the new rule changes and stuff. But I'm excited for it. Excited to get to fish some tournaments again without scope. Just go up to the bank with 20-pound line and some big rods.
Well, it's interesting because, at Champlain, that was one that obviously the scope played big time for you guys at the EQ event there. But you're going back near the end of the season on the Elites without it at Champlain, which kind of opens up other parts of the lake. Now, we're not violating anything here in the information rule. We can talk about it. But the fact is that, I can imagine when you're out there fishing, are you thinking in the back of your head at all, what would it be like here without this scope? Where would I be? Would I be at a completely different kind of place on the lake or not?
Yeah. I've thought about it a lot. Even when I was there, I was thinking about it. I was like, if I do qualify, after what I've seen out here this week, how good it was, I was like, I'm going to be wishing I had it bad. But I think it'll still be a fun place. That place is loaded down fish. It's definitely changed some things. But, I mean, there was two guys in the top 10 that wasn't straight largemouth, but was mixing in a bunch of largemouth. And there's enough fish out there that you're not going to have the forward-facing sonar to catch them. You might not catch as many smallmouth fishing, but there's still, there's bukus of four-pounders out there swimming around.
Yeah, there sure is. Matt Messer with us here will be a rookie in the upcoming Elite Series. When you look at it starting out at Gunnersville, no forward-facing, then you get it at Lake Martin. Of course, it was an open at Lake Martin a couple of years ago as well. On this string of lakes here, you get a couple of rivers in there. You get to go to Murray and Sandy Cooper and then, finish up north at Champlain again and at the St. Lawrence River. How much experience do you have on these places?
I've got a little bit of experience on most of them. Mm-hmm. None of those places that I'm like really, really experienced on and feel really great about them, but I feel decent about the majority of them. I haven't been to Passatank or the Arkansas River, but I've fished Champlain, St. Lawrence, fished Gunnersville pretty good, and then fished that open on Martin, been to Santee and spent a couple of days on Murray. So all of those places that wouldn't say I'm like super familiar with, but I kind of know what to expect going into it.
Yeah. You didn't fish that open at 10, Tom, right?
Yeah, I did.
You did fish that one. Okay. All right. So you did fish that one at 10 times. So there you go as well. So there's another one that you got some experience on as well. Matt Messer has been our guest. Matt, congratulations on making the Elites. Have a great Christmas holiday and get that rig ready to go, man. You'll be heading south to Gunnersville in the not too distant future, and we'll see you down there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Matt Messer, another one of the new elites that have made it. And we've been featuring these guys. We do this every year at this time of the year. We'll feature all of the guys that made it, and we'll get Caleb Hudson and Tristan McCormick and Paik Smouth, and we'll get those guys in here before the holiday for sure. But Matt Messer's going to do pretty well, I believe. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-400-9741.
800-401-5163, 800-401-5163, 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone or other device, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on an Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for only $47. Go to omniafishing.com to learn more. And you know, one of the most important things that you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. And I can help you with both those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling, and they come in many styles and lens types. I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around, and the Eclipse wraparound frames for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lenses. And for bright sunshine, it's the blue ice lenses. Or try the Sandstorm lens for all-purpose pairs. Now, premium quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well. Registration will open on December 9th to all Bass members for the 2026 Bassmaster Ambassador Program, offering you the opportunity to take part in the action at the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic and the Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series. Now, as an ambassador, you join the world's top professional anglers on the water, giving you an unparalleled behind-the-scenes look at how these guys get it done, and you can even help the production with blogs and photos. Ambassadors have the option of signing up for one elite event or multiple events throughout the season. Now, it's $99 for an elite event and $500 for the classic. And for each time you sign up, you get an EFCO shirt, hat, and a gift card, plus a bass hat and a front row seat to the world's best anglers in action. Now, this is the best education you can get, with potentially 3 days on the water observing a pro for just $99. That's a great deal. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.